Juana, how did you become involved with the miniseries Children of Dune?
You know, Children of Dune was directed by Greg Yatanis, and I had scored, just before that, I'd scored his comedy film, Plan B, which was with Diane Keaton, and it was kind of a mob comedy. Now, they are so unrelated, it's unbelievable. It's two films could not be more different musically. One was big band, kind of jazz, you know, and of course Children of Dune is Children of Dune, but, you know, Greg had enough faith in me to say, hey, I know this is completely different, this is an epic canvas, this is, you know, let's really go for it, let's make this classic. I know the last score you did for me was jazz, but let's, you know, because people tend to know what they, even if I have other scores, directors that I work with, they tend to remember the last film I did with them as that being me, you know.
Right.
So it was a great testament to Greg to say, hey, you know, man, let's do this. So I met John Harrison and all the, you know, the Dune people that were around from previous. We just completely went for it and, you know, wanted to make it epic and emotional and tragic. And, you know, it was one of those films that I was really, they allowed me to do kind of what I want. If there's an example of a movie that I almost scored on my own, in a sense, it would be Children of Dune.
Okay.
So, because it was just so massive that we couldn't be doing a lot of checks and balances. It was so much music, right, which I just had to be going at full blast all the time, just turning out music. So that's kind of me in my natural state.
Okay. Now, you also did, you also used the Fremen language as used in one of the songs. Where did you draw that from, and did you get any help, or did you just read the book and kind of go from there?
You know, where I was able to, one of the cool things about doing Children of Dune was that I got hooked up with all the Dune folks, and one was Brian Herbert, who is the son of Frank Herbert, who wrote all the Dune books, and now Brian has continued the legacy, and he writes with Kevin Anderson. Doing the new books, and so he was kind of, to me, had to be the world's authority on Fremen, and so I talked to him, and he kind of gave me a set of almost like a language set that is not published. No one has it. I was able to get it kind of from the source of words and their translations and whatnot and how things are conjugated. And so I did that, and then I added some to the language, which now kind of has gone into the, I guess, the official language of Fremen to make up some of the difference in terms of the lyrics, kind of telling this story of Chaney and her giving birth to the twins. So it actually came from a real place. there are actual words that actually mean something.
Cool. All right. Well, it's personally one of my favorite scores of yours.
Oh, thank you.
It was when I first heard it, I was like, whoa.
Like, that's great.
amazing stuff.
No, thank
especially
you.
The cue that really caught me was the Anama Nush, is it Nushchef? Nushchef?
Yeah, Anama Nushif.
Nushif.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've found that I get a lot of feedback about that track, which is so great, and I mean, some of the coolest things I've encountered are emails and letters of people saying, hey, you know, we got married to that song, and you know, it's amazing, you know, that's when it hits home. You know, you write something and you kind of move on, you forget about it, and then all of a sudden, you know, people really, it becomes part of their life, you know, just as much as mine, so... Mm. Interesting.
Okay. Well, when given tight timelines like you had for Dune, you had like 6 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
To score a film or a TV series, what is your method of like keeping it all straight so that you don't get like go off in like 10 different directions?
It's really tricky. I would say probably the toughest time for me in terms of keeping everything straight was the time of Dune, because I was scoring Children of Dune. And I was I had crossover with The Hunted that I was scoring and Darkness Falls,
right,
all at the same time. And the three are distinct scores. They have to be. So you you have to compartmentalize your creative process in that, you know, you make sure that you're true to each film, and you keep a style in each film. And I don't know how I do it. It's, you know, during those times, I do go for 4 or 5 days without sleep, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty treacherous, but somehow, in the end, you manage to keep it all straight, and you hope that they all have their distinct voice, because I always want each film to have its own voice.